Sophia, your question this week is, why is it called the Lord's Day? And the answer they give is because on that day, Christ rose from the dead. And that is a very incomplete and partial answer. Although it is partially true, it is not the primary reason that it's called the Lord's Day. The primary reason that it's called the Lord's Day is actually simpler and greater. And that is because that is what God himself calls it. In Revelation chapter 1, as God the Holy Spirit carries along the Apostle John, and he says, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day. And so the reason we call the Christian Sabbath the Lord's Day is because that is what God calls it. And if God gives a day a name, then we should use the name that he gives it. Now, all of the reasons and all of the ways that he made it clear what he is talking about when he says the Lord's Day, we actually heard about and thought about last week when you answered, which day of the week is the Christian Sabbath, and you said the first day of the week called the Lord's Day. We noted not just that Christ rose on that day, but that it is the only day specifically that he tells us about his gathering his disciples to himself as the Lord, both as our God, whom we worship, and as our priest, through whom we are gathered to God in worship. And so it is especially because of those first day Sabbath gatherings between the resurrection and the ascension, which also continue by the ministry, the earthly ministry of the Holy Spirit, so that when Jesus says he will send another paraclete, another called alongside one, another helper, the Holy Spirit he pours out on the Lord's Day, on the first day Sabbath, the first day of the week. And while the churches were dependent upon the immediate revelation of the Holy Spirit, while the New Testament had not yet been completed, we know that that's how worship was in that time because of 1 Corinthians 14, and not too many verses after that, 1 Corinthians 16, it's plain that this was occurring on the first day of the week. And you remember in Acts, especially in Troas, how, because it was the first day of the week, Paul, who was in such a hurry to get to Jerusalem, was unwilling yet to travel to Jerusalem, and instead gathered for worship the whole of the day on the first day Sabbath, on the first day of the week. And so those are all the ways by which the Lord has made us to know what day he means when he says the Lord's Day. But the reason it is called the Lord's Day is because that's what God has called it. So your catechism answer says, because on that day Christ rose from the dead. Although it could well and maybe better have been answered, because that's what the Lord himself has called it. But we will say what the others say, knowing that this is a small part of the answer, or at least a small part of how we know what God means when he says the Lord's Day. But we will say the same answer. So why is it called the Lord's Day? Because on that day, Christ rose from the dead.
Because that day, Christ rose from the dead.
Why is it called the Lord's Day?
Because on that day, Christ rose from the dead.